shall receive power. September 26. Dorcas. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. At Joppa, which was near Lydda, there lived a woman named Dorcas, whose good deeds had made her greatly beloved. Her life was filled with acts of kindness. Her skillful fingers were more active than her tongue. She knew who needed comfortable clothing and who needed sympathy, and she freely ministered to the poor and the sorrowful. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. The church in Joppa realized their loss, and in view of the life of service that Dorcas had lived, it is little wonder that they mourned, or that warm teardrops fell upon the inanimate clay. Hearing that Peter was at Lydda, the believers in Joppa sent messengers to him, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. Peter directed that the weeping friends be sent from the room, and then kneeling down, he prayed fervently to God to restore Dorcas to life and health. Turning to the body, he said, "Tabitha, arise." And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Dorcas was of great service to the church, and God saw fit to bring her back from the land of the enemy, that her skill and energy might still be a blessing to others, and that by this manifestation of his power, the cause of Christ might be strengthened.